Exodus chapter 4. Then Moses responded, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me? For they will say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you.'" The Lord asked him, "What is that in your hand?" He replied, "A staff." And he said, "Throw it down on the ground." So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses ran away from it. Then the Lord told Moses, "Reach out your hand and grab it by the tail." So he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. They will believe this sign that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. The Lord also told him, "Put your hand into your cloak." So he put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, his hand was leprous, as white as snow. And then he said, "Put your hand into your cloak again." So Moses put his hand into his cloak again, and when he took it out of his cloak, it was restored again like the rest of his flesh. If they will not believe you or respond to the first sign, they will believe the latter sign. If they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, then you will take some water from the river and pour it out on the dry ground. The water that you take out of the river will become blood on the dry ground. Then Moses protested to the Lord, "O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am of slow speech and slow of tongue." Then the Lord asked him, "Who made man's mouth? Or who makes a person mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and will teach you what you will say." Then Moses demurred, "O my Lord, please send someone else." And the anger of the Lord burned against Moses, and he said, "What about Aaron your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Look, he is coming out to meet you, and when he sees you, his heart will be glad, and you will speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be that he will be like a mouth to you, and you will be like a god to him. Take in your hand this staff by which you will perform the signs." So Moses went back to Jethro his father-in-law and requested, "Let me go back to my relatives who are in Egypt and see if they are still alive." Jethro replied to Moses, "Go in peace." Then the Lord said to Moses in Midian, "Return to Egypt, because all the men who were seeking your life are dead." So Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey and returned to the land of Egypt. Moses took the staff of God in his hand. The Lord said to Moses, "When you get back to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have given you power to do. But I will harden his heart, and he will not let the people go. Tell Pharaoh, 'This is what the Lord says: Israel is my son, my firstborn, and I have told you, let my son go, that he may worship me. But since you have refused to let him go, I will kill your son, your firstborn.'" On the way there, they spent the night. The Lord met with him and was about to kill him. Then Zipporah took flint and cut the foreskin of her son and touched his feet with it and said, "Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me." So he let him alone. At that time she said, "A bridegroom of blood," referring to the circumcision. Now the Lord had told Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." And he went and met him at the mountain of God and kissed him. Then Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord by which he had sent him, and all the signs that he had commanded him to do. Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the Israelites. Aaron spoke all the words that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and performed the signs in the sight of the people. Then the people believed, when they heard that the Lord was concerned about the Israelites and that he had seen their plight. They bowed their heads and worshipped.